What's upset you now?
I saw something when I, just as I was about to log in, and it was Traitors. You know Traitors?
Right.
You didn't watch it, did you?
No.
I kind of dipped in and out.
I've never known anything. I think of all of the things, that is the one that has become, that has gone into everywhere. Every scenario that you're in, someone will mention Traitors.
So
if you stay in a shop long enough,
yeah,
and by long enough, I mean 15 minutes, you will hear about Traitors.
Every building you walk into... This is exactly right. And every building you walk into, you just hear people talking. You hear,
Traitors.
Yes.
Traitors.
I
would say the majority of conversations you overhear at the moment are about traitors.
So I mean, to be honest with you, I didn't really understand what was going on, which is probably why I didn't get hooked on it. But here's the thing. It's not the thing. Grace told me, this is incredible, that people are playing Traitors at work. Have you heard about this?
No.
People don't know what Traitors at work.
Can I just actually say, and I don't know what Traitors is.
Well, I kind of watched series one a bit and I didn't really know what it was. And
do
I
you
watched
watch it, Mikey?
I will admit I'm a little bit obsessed with it.
Okay, right, so, Mikey, why don't you explain what it is and then I'll be able to explain to Paul what happened at a workplace, because this is
also
crazy.
Just say, Mikey, why didn't you explain what you think it is? I just think I'm not 100% sure we're going to get a dictionary definition here, but let's just hear what you think it's all about, Mikey, and then
okay, so 20 or so contestants are put in a castle in Scotland. Two or three of them, a certain percentage of them, will be traitors, the rest of them will be faithfuls.
Yes.
Every day they will all meet for breakfast, they'll do a challenge or something, and at the end of the day they will sit round a table and have to discuss who they think is the traitor or traitors. They then vote someone out, and if they get a traitor, they're one down, obviously, and then the aim of the game is, if there is still a traitor left at the end of the show, when they decide the game, when it's got down to the last few people,
they've lost.
They've lost. But if they get rid of all the traitors, the faithfuls win.
Oh, interesting. It does sound right. It's a bit like Wink Murder, I've heard.
Yeah, it's that game. Well, we call it Mafia.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think there is room in what is already quite a crowded market for a podcast with three people talking about traitors, only one of whom has watched it, and then we've got to guess who the person that has watched it is? So it's almost kind of like meta, that almost, isn't it, where you go like, right, and then at the end the people have to decide who they think has seen it.
Yes,
that's quite a good format, actually.
Yes, that's not, yes, well, it's kind of, yeah, you're incorporating Would I Lie to You as well into that, aren't you?
Yeah. Mikey, you've gone quiet. Do you think that's a good idea? Or?
Oh, sorry, I don't know why I didn't respond to that. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Mikey, can you imagine this happening? Grace has some friends that, and I won't name what musical, but there is a West End musical. And
Mamma Mia?
Traitors.
Wicked.
Traitors.
Well, Traitors the musical.
No, it's not the fucking... Fucking thing, listen.
Ladies.
Back to the Future, the musical. The Lion King.
Matilda.
Have I said it yet?
No, right, let me just...
Chicago.
Wonka.
Is Wonka a musical? Oh, it's a musical, yeah. But is it a West End musical?
Oh, right, no.
No, probably will be.
Rehab, the musical.
I don't know what Rehab is.
It's got Keith Allen in it.
Ah.
Cats. What's this game? Are we guessing?
No, it's not meant to be a game. It's not meant to be a game.
Express, is it? What's the one with roller boots in it?
This is Hairspray.
No. Oh, he joined in. I knew if we carried on, he couldn't resist it. Hairspray's not got roller skates in it, has it?
I don't fucking know, do I?
You're not into musical theatre, no?
Not particularly.
I thought you'd have been nailed on for musical theatre.
Really?
No, actually.
Well, I do like La La Land. La La Land is one of my favourite films, but it's not theatre.
Yes.
You can pause it. You can pause it and go and get a croissant.
I do quite like it. Like, I like the cheesiness of it and the, like, I like really hammy, oh no, who's that coming over yonder? And they all sort of look at each other. They're really, I'm quite obsessed with kind of musical theatre performers. I think they're an interesting breed.
How so?
Really?
Did I just finish this fucking... No, answer that in a second. I need to
finish this. He wants to finish the sentence. Everything is sort of like, he's getting angry now because they will not let him finish the sentence. The sentence. Oh, no. And then you're like sort of coming in. Here he comes. Just like... how they'll just make a musical sort of... everything is dramatic, isn't it?
You're fucking mental.
Yeah. Mental. I am fucking mental. I met a bloke in a pub once when I was going to see a gig.
No, I'm
going to
finish this. I'm just going to talk. So, right.
Finish this. He will finish this.
There's a musical in the West End, and the actors started playing traitors. Right?
Traitors.
And like during the production. And the management have had to ban... This is adults, obviously, in a West End.
What I'd quite like to see is a musical that you're involved in, but you're not entering into the spirit of the musical. So you're just trying to conduct yourself, but people are having a musical around you. So the more irate you become, the more sort of theatrical and musical they become. I think that would be a really interesting piece of work. So you're just trying to sort of like go about your daily business and they are sort of doing a musical around you.
Yeah, imagine what that would be like.
Fucking, I would absolutely love it. Mikey?
It would be funny. It's kind of happening, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what I meant by what that would be like.
But full cast, full production, people in costumes, costume changes. And you're just going, oh, for fuck's sake, what's wrong with everyone in there? What's wrong? And then people appearing behind you, lifting you up. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Do you remember that song? EMF, Unbelievable.
If you don't respond to
Bathing Stone.
If you don't respond to Paul for long enough, he will just carry on talking to himself.
Absolutely. Finally, you've realised. Anyway, sorry, Sean, before I so rudely interrupted 25 times, what were you saying?
Oh, it's just, I've lost the will to live. How can I finish this?
Oh no, he's lost the will to live. Can we revive him? Revive him? Revive him?
No.
This is like the sort of like third act or the second act.
He's killed himself.
All is lost. But can we? And then all of a sudden you come back in, you've been done up, you've got a leather jacket, your hair's greased back, and you have finally succumbed to the musical and you just come in. Well, here I am, Shawnee Walsh. I've had a little think and I'm ready to sing. Da 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 da. And then the rest of the cast come out behind you, clicking their fingers. Here he is. He's the king of the music man. He can. Sorry, I think I've gone mad.
Can I just say I prefer you when you're exhausted? Have you actually? No, I'm going to finish the traitors thing. Right,
yes.
we're going to do this.
Just to
basically illustrate how much traitors has taken over.
Yeah.
How far did I get?
No idea. Your friend, Grace's friend.
In the West End, in a musical, unnamed, and they all of the actors decided to play traitors.
While they're doing the show?
Wait, not actually like in the play, but you know, like you turn up to work at whatever time it is, you know, all of that stuff. So throughout the production, friends have actually fallen out, seriously fallen out, and management of the production have had to step in and ban traitors from the production of this musical. because people were falling out.
I bet that's happening in schools.
Oh my God.
You're absolutely right, Paul. And what I would ask Mikey, as he's our traitors expert, is can you, having watched the programme, can you imagine this happening? You're like, oh yeah, fuck, I can see that.
Yeah, I've done it.
Excuse me, sorry, what now, come?
I did it with my friends in Reading when we went out in Reading. We had like a line of filters and we put them all in a book and then we took out...
What sort of filters?
Oh, like extra slim. For smoking.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And what? Then I don't know why I'm describing how we picked someone, but I thought you might go, oh, how did you pick?
Thank you for predicting how we will react to your stories.
Mm. Yeah. So one of the filter lines didn't have the last filter in it. Put them all in a book. We all took a line. The person that didn't have the last filter in it was the traitor. And then we went on our night out and we just argued all night about who we thought it was. And it was right. Quite fun.
I bet. Yeah.
So could the three of us do it?
And then what did you do at the end? Whoever the traitor was, you all stood around in a circle and pissed on them.
could the three of us do it?
Yeah, we could, yeah.
Hang on, we could. Hang on a sec. We've fucking got to do... Can Paul do it without watching it?
Yeah.
Have you watched it then, Sean?
I have dipped in and out.
Right. Do you like it?
I find everyone too annoying to enjoy it.
Who are they? Are they just members of the public?
But you'll love it.
Yeah.
It's right up your street.
Yes. Well, once upon a time, I've sort of, yeah. I'm kind of keeping my powder dry for Celebrity Big Brother when that comes back. But I mean, I don't know what it's going to be like.
I mean, you like drama. You like it when everything goes to shit a little bit and everyone's fighting.
The old, like, early noughties reality TV.
Yes, I did like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They turn on each other so quickly. It's hilarious.
Okay. So there's actual, like, genuine conflict in there. Are they members of the public?
People are crying and shit, yeah.
They are, oh, right. And have they now gone on to become famous? Are the people, yes. Traitors sort of like,
yeah,
right?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. They'll all have podcasts.
Like, who's the big one? Who's the kind of, who's the most famous traitor?
At the moment, hang on, I know, having not watched it, he's a young guy, kind of, is he from Essex? Good looking, yeah.
What's his vibe?
Just a nice guy?
Yeah, just a nice guy.
It's a right. Nice guy.
But he's the traitor.
He's the traitor. Okay.
He's one of them, yeah.
I think we've probably exhausted the traitor chat, bearing in mind that one of us has watched it. Paul, hang on.
Because this could be something. Can Paul play traitors without watching it? And if so, can we play it with three of us?
I think I've got the gist of it.
Yeah, we could play it. I'd have to figure out a way of myself...
Letting the traitor know who the traitor is.
Well, it might be myself as well, so I'd have to let myself know.
You'd have to let yourself know. Sorry, you'd have to let yourself know.
Yeah.
Well, who is you? Who is you letting you know?
I am me.
Hang on. You are you letting you know. Well, then there's two yous there.
Yeah, without the second me.
Is there a sort of minimum amount of players? Is three probably a little bit sort of too few people to play?
It might be pushing it, but it could still work.
I'm always confused by that. The you and the you. I'll have to let me. And all of that stuff, that becomes very strange, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
Kind of. It would have to be like an app or something that we all downloaded that gave us a...
Yeah.
Okay, it's over. It's over.
I've completely lost interest, I have to say.
It's over. It's over.
Good to talk about it. And, you know, I hope... Is it finished now?
Yeah, the show's done. Yeah.
The show's finished, and when does it start again? Is it
probably next year? They're actually, applications are now open. So
you're going to apply?
Maybe, yeah.
Please apply.
I think I will.
That would be.
It's
amazing.
Unlikely I'll get in, but it'll be funny.
Well, I have to say, I wouldn't have put it. I would say no. I don't know. What
is it an American show? Where's it? Where's
no.
it?
No. It's British. It's British. Oh, it's,
so we've made it up, and obviously now being sold around the world. Yeah. Presumably.
Yes, as always, make the best entertainment shows, don't we? For some reason,
I don't know if that's true. By the way, you might have to I might have to fact check. It might have been...
Mikey, can I just say, I think you would have stood as much chance as anyone else entering the next series of Traitors.
Is it a balance or is there like a...
Had you not said the things that you have said on this podcast? I mean, there is absolutely no chance of you ever being on television considering the things that you have gone public with.
Well, what, you think they're going to check that?
Yes, I would imagine so.
Yeah. Yeah,
have you sign up to Patreon,
Mikey?
Have you
your
anyone
your
in your
TV
house ever shagged a mirror? Yes. Have you ever knowingly pissed on a member of your family or friends or both? Yes.
Your TV career is dead. So that was, of course, just a 15-minute snippet of What's Upset You Now. If you want to listen to the entire hour, all you have to do is go to patreon.com/WUYN and you can get, wait, you can get a free trial. No money. Do it now.
I got so excited then I almost signed up myself and then realised I don't need to. I've heard the episodes. I was there. If I wasn't there, I would definitely be signing up for that free trial right now.
Where would you do that? Where would you go?
I'd probably first port of call would be patreon.com/WUYN. And if they couldn't help me, then I'd worry about that then. But I reckon if you speak to those guys, they can give you a free trial. patreon.com/WUYN.
Yeah, and if that doesn't work for some reason, you could just tap in the link in the bio.
There we go.